Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've actually been in fitness for a long time. I just thought, well, you know what? I'm a little tired during the day. And that was one of the main things I was having. It's like, oh man, you know, I'm just give this a shot. And so I started the Balance of Nature and I didn't really feel a lot for a couple of weeks. And then all of a sudden I had energy. And so for me, I was like, oh my gosh, it took that kind of tiredness away. So now I don't feel that. So that is huge. And so I was just like, I cannot take this tiredness, but now it's gone. So yeah, I love the Balance of Nature for that.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KATE.
You've heard me talking about copper. FIQ. The FIQ products are incredible. You heard me talk to Dr. Morley Robbins. You heard me talk to Dr. Alfonso Manzo. Look, copper is the ingredient we're missing, and it is the master mineral. It tells the other minerals what to do. Go to the bottom of katedalyradio.com, look for the FIQ ad. When you see the FIQ picture, click on that. You have to click on that in order for the show to get credit for that, and I so appreciate you doing that. At the bottom of katedalyradio.com where the sponsors are, order the Recuperate, the copper product called Recuperate, and also I take magnesium. I take both every single day. You'll love me for this. Thanks, you guys.
Think while it's still legal. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Television is not the truth. We deal in illusions, man. None of it is true. But you people sit there day after day, night after night, all ages, colors, creeds. We're all you know. You're beginning to believe the illusions we're spinning here. You're beginning to think that the tube is reality and that your own lives are unreal. This is mass madness, you maniacs. In God's name, you people are the real thing. We are the illusion. So turn off your television sets. Turn them off now. Turn them off right now. Turn them off and leave them off. Turn them off right in the middle of the sentence I'm speaking to you now. Turn them off.
Hi there. Welcome, Kate Daly Show, last hour on a Tuesday. Uncle Milty's out today, and I'm here. You're here. This is a party. I declare this a party. So you can call up 888-673-1450. And that's the call-in number. I'll take your calls. The question on the table for you is, what is a manipulated idea, concept, event, thing in our lives? It can be in our history. It can be now. That you thought was real, right? Or that many think are real. Because at first I was asking, you know, what is fake? Well, there's several kinds of fake, actually. There's a real outcome, but a fake, you know, a fake manipulation to get us to that outcome. You know, there's all kinds of fakery. There's all kinds of false flags. There's all kinds of ways that they manipulate. But what's something that is manipulated? We had a caller mention the calendar system. Yeah, very manipulated. Certain designs behind that, and the changing of the calendar. It's kind of like, reminds me of the changing of the Hertz in music. They still try to call that a conspiracy, but the effects are there, and it's kind of hard not to notice. But there's so many different things that have been manipulated. And we don't realize we're the product of manipulation. The clip I played it in the last hour too. And that was coming in from a movie. What was it, 1974? Was that what was the name of the movie? I'll think of it in just a second. So you have this movie and it's talking about the fact that we're the illusion. TV's the illusion. You believe everything we tell you. We shape you. We emotionally keep reshaping you through your entire life. Talk about the Truman Show. My gosh. Truman Show on steroids. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. What you got?
let's see.
It's an open question.
You tell a lie long enough and often enough, it becomes journalism.
It's so true. Yeah, you're right.
I haven't heard that one so recently. It's just kind of a funny ending. You're
that
not expecting
so true.
Journalism.
Yes, you're right.
The 13 months routine, it adds up. I've been wondering all my life why the months are so screwy. You know, who invented this system?
Right, right.
Well, they're not screwy. If you add up the moon cycle, there's 13 of them per year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it works out 364 days, which is close enough so they can fudge it.
Uh-huh.
And that 13 number comes up again, just like 13 states, 13 this, that, and the other. When I was a kid, it was a big deal. Hotels didn't have a 13th floor.
Yeah.
So I don't know what was going on there, but 13 is instrumental probably in the heavens.
Maybe.
You know, it's a number that comes up.
Maybe. It reminds me of...
So, I don't know, 28 months.
It reminds me of Tesla's 369 and trying to tell people about the validity of those numbers and how if you have, if you know 369, the pattern of 369, you've got the key to the universe.
Yeah, what is it, a decagon or something like that? The 369 have a symmetry about them. I forget the actual...
Even in the way
I'm having a hard time thinking.
Well, even in the way cells divide.
Tesla was big on that, and he made things work with those numbers, you know?
Yes. Even in the way cells divide, the way they divide is so important. The numbers, everything comes back to math and numbers, and we definitely are a universe of that. But I love what you're saying about the calendar, because so many things we just sort of take for granted as real. We don't want to think that many things were faked or many things were manipulated for us, but they have been. So
I always questioned the stuff. I just never knew how to. Let's face it, things were very clumsy before the internet.
Yeah.
You had to, if you were going to research something, you had to go to a good library, and then if you could find them, a stack of books, and then try to find your way through the books to get any information. It was so clumsy, nobody did it.
Yeah.
So it was easy to buy the lies. If in the back of your head you knew that something's wrong, how are you going to research this stuff, you know?
Well, that's why I brought up the fact that we've had no alien abduction since we all got cell phones on us, ready and armed with a cell phone and a good camera.
And those people were, well, they were rural, which figures.
Uh-huh.
Late night radio, which also figures, because those people live rural during the day. They don't see many people. They want to hear voices and, you know, talk. So radio is perfect for that. Mm-hmm. I just think back to these people who were on the radio talking about getting abducted, and they didn't, I mean, they really hit it well. I mean, if it was all fakery, they got these people sounding like honest, rural people, folk, you know.
Yeah.
Very easy to believe, but not believe, you know.
How do you know it wasn't a drug? Maybe they really do believe it's real.
Who knows? Or there's drugs out there too. I don't know. Yeah. Or it's a big psyop. I can't afford to be worried about how.
I know.
Just what makes sense, you know.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. Thank you for that. I love the call. Thanks. Appreciate it.
You know, if you're looking for anybody out there, there's a small percentage of people who really want to change their mind.
Mm-hmm.
There's two groups, people who question things and the people who don't think they're open-minded. There's Christian people that I try to tell about the flat earth has all sorts of proofs that work.
Mm-hmm.
You're believing NASA and your media, and they either get catatonic or they get angry. I tell them it's in the Bible, for crying out loud. There's many passages about the firmaments, the waters above, all this stuff that goes
four
with
corners,
the history of the flat earth.
Sure.
If anybody out there, just I'll throw it out there for them, who wants to look it up, it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
EricDubé.com has a whole bunch of really well-edited proofs.
Right.
And the one that got me going, oh, gosh, let's see, EricDubé.com will get you there, I guess.
Yeah.
And he's got subheadings. Let's see, Flat Earth. Then you go down the drop-down articles, and there's a ton of articles, but they're cordoned off. The fourth one down is the natural physics of water. That's for men or women who can do some basic math about the curvature of the earth and how water does not follow that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's real proofs that have been disappeared from the late 1800s. I didn't know there was a 20-mile-long canal. There's a series of them, actually, in England.
Mm-hmm.
But I found it on Google Maps after reading the article, and there it is. It's a canal. It still exists after hundreds of years that was dug, and it's arrow straight. And this scientist got a boat. Anyways, he had a telescope and the boat, and he proved that that canal was flat.
Mm-hmm.
And in other words, the water in that 20-mile-long canal was flat, and that can't exist on a globe Earth. water has to be in a convex state. So, I mean, there's something right there. Go to the natural physics of water in the article section and just do the math, the basic math that's required about the curvature of the earth they've been drilling in our heads. Something to get people started if they're interested. This is not for the people who
I'll give you one thing on that. The picture of the world that we have is CGI'd. People don't, it's just as CGI'd as viruses. People don't realize that.
It's always been that way.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's and if you think about all the old movies, well, Universal anyways, Universal Studios always had that spinning globe, and that's from the 30s or 20s.
That was drawn.
So, I mean, they've had practice doing this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
It's interesting stuff.
Thanks.
And I've become, what's the word, punch drunk with all the things that we've been having to rethink.
Yes.
But I'm at the point now where, hey, bring it on. What's next? You know, I realize we have been lied to about 97%, like Griffin says.
That's true. Thank you.
Everything is a lie.
Thank you.
It's just dumbfounding to realize that Satan's been working, but my life's been so good. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen Satan working. I mean, I was rocking and rolling when I was young.
Right.
But
everybody is.
Now I see what the Bible pumps it in our head. He's been lying to us about everything.
He is the, thank you for the call. He is the great deceiver for a reason. We never think about that. Everyone just goes, oh, I'll just get tempted in my life with some sin. No. He's the great deceiver. Think about the word deceiver. It's a big deal. A deceiver. He's very, very good at deceiving. Well played, well thought out lies and plans, of course, to make things happen. And the virus, all the COVID virus that you see in pictures, that's all CGI. That's why it looks different in every single picture. It's just a product of somebody's imagination. The pictures of virus in general, because virus is invisible, you know. Virus is invisible until you mix it in a vat with some bacteria, and then you can say it's a virus. But then aren't you just saying it's a bacteria? Shh, don't say that. Virus is real, okay? It's real. How can it be real? It's invisible. Anyway, all a project of CGI. Same with the picture of our world. There's still questions I have about the whole flat Earth thing, but I will say this. NASA, gravity, there's been a lot of lies. There has been a lot of lies. My guest on Friday is Dave. Is it Weiss or Weiss? W-E-I-S-S. You should look up some of his videos before he comes on the show. They're mind-blowing because he takes you to NASA, basically, and shows you the fakery involved. When they film people that are supposedly up in space, but they're not. They're in a soundstage. And everything, they're floating and tethered, but nothing else in the room is tethered, but it seems to be sitting on the ground. Huh. Stuff like that. See, we went to an age of reason to alienate God and faith in the Dark Ages and into this enlightenment of reason. But the problem with it was going to be that it wasn't really reason. It was marketing to you ideas and sellable things predicated upon reason. That's why we have the whole science-y, but that's science, but it's ever-changing. But that's science. See, it changes to the whims of those that get the money from the grants. So it's science-y, right? And so that's why when they went into this age of reason, how can you argue with reason? Oh, easy, because reason isn't based on a reason. It's based on emotion. They've sold us reason based on emotion. That's a problem. That's why it's very, very hard for people to say, but we didn't have technology to go to the moon in the 60s. Very hard for people to say that. They're very attached to their emotions because they think we did something miraculous. And you don't want to take away the wins in the win column. So you don't ask the question that everyone should be asking. But how did we do that in a tiny little capsule and get back without burning up? That would be a little hard to do. Anyway, be right back. Kate Daly Show. Hi, everybody. This is Kate. Hey, go to preparewithkate.com. Right now, you can get some food storage in your home, and you can get such a savings on it. You can get a 3-month supply with $150 off, or you can get a 4-day supply for $297. There's some great deals right now, and the best part is you can actually pay over time, but get it in your house right now. So I'm really letting you guys know, preparewithkate.com. It puts you right into Patriot Supply. They're a fantastic company with fantastic products. And I urge you to go ahead and get some food now as prices are going to be doubling and scarcity is going to be happening. So please get some food under your roof. Preparewithkate.com. Thanks, guys. Hey guys, Kate here. Hey, I just wanted to make sure that you realize the Pure Body Spray, the Zeolite Spray, there's an ad for that on the bottom of my homepage. You guys might want to grab that. In fact, I'm seeing a lot of really great results from it. This is the one my daughters turned me on to, and they give it to their kids, but also for older people as well. Because of the metals in our body, the things that are so toxic, they think this is what's causing all the Alzheimer's and dementia to happen. And so if that's the case, this Pure Body Spray, all you do is spray it in your mouth, tastes like water, you don't even taste anything, and a couple times a day, and it adheres to the metals and the toxins in your body and takes them out. And so this is an important spray. With everything going on, all of the things showering down on our heads and everything else, this is something that you're going to want in your arsenal. So I highly, highly recommend this Pure Body Zeolite Spray, okay? Make sure and go to the link on the bottom of my homepage. You'll feel better, less brain fog, all kinds of different things that you'll see from getting those toxins out of your body, your liver, everything else. Zeolite Spray is amazing, and this is the purest form on the market, so make sure and get it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and in light of the recent events, your continued support means everything to myself and my employees. To thank you, we're having the biggest sale ever on all my pillow bedding. Get my pillow bed sheets for as low as $29.98, a set of pillowcases for only $9.98. In this economy, instead of buying a new bed, rejuvenate your bed with a my pillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. We also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles, like plush, waffle, or gossamer, for as low as $29.98. We even have pet blankets from small size to the ones for your car. Get huge discounts on duvets, quilts, down comforters, and so much more. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding, including MyPillow bed sheets, for as low as $29.98. Get all your shopping in while quantities last. Please order now.
Make sure and use the promo code KATE, K-A-T-E, and get those savings and help Truth in Radio. Thanks, you guys.
Suffering from...
Z-Snack was a gift from God. Since with God's grace, I was the originator of the protocol, both the hydroxychloroquine protocol and the Z-Stack approach, that they felt that they were getting an authentic, undiluted version of a treatment that's endorsed by me. And so it's become a real successful approach in mitigating the severity of illness, viral illness. Is that it's a nutritional supplement, which it is, and that it is an immune booster. Now, what I could say is that it contains quercetin and vitamin C, which according to the NIH peer-reviewed papers is an effective zinc delivery system. And according to peer-reviewed papers also on the NIH, zinc inhibits the enzyme that is associated with RNA viral replication. And according to peer-reviewed papers, vitamin D3 in high normal levels between 50 and 70 essentially eliminates intensive care unit admissions. It's an extremely powerful immune booster or optimizing your immune system. It's a general health treatment. It would make sense to have your immune system as optimal and primed before you get sick. And then if you, God forbid, you do get sick, you use zinc and a zinc delivery system to inhibit viral replication, and outcomes are much more favorable. It's a general health treatment. It would make sense to have your immune system as optimal and primed before you get sick.
Go to katedallyradio.com, scroll to the bottom of the homepage, and click on the Zelenko ad. And you'll be helping Truth in Radio at the same time you're ordering wonderful products for yourself from Dr. Zelenko. Try the new Z Flu, the brand new product that just came out that it can help you feel a little better when you have the flu and also help prevent the flu. You're going to love this product. It's called Z Flu. Look for it on Zelenko's page when you link over from my homepage, katedalyradio.com. Thanks so much.
Products are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Freed the slaves. They realized that they don't need the chains. They gave us tiny screens. We think we free because we can't see the cage. They knew that race war would be the game they need to play. For people to big teams, they use the media to feed the flame.
Place hope, fake woke. Facts don't care about feelings. They know, they won't tell me what to believe in. Hey, so fake.
Hi there, welcome back. Tom McDonald, Fake Woke. Great song. It's not my favorite style of music, but I like it. I mean, it. He says a lot. He says a lot in that song. Go check out the lyrics. Welcome back. Love the theme of today's show. What is manipulated? Because people are finally starting to realize that it's so much deeper than they ever thought. And that's been a journey for me for 12 years in front of an audience. Really Truman Show-esque to go through this journey and realize just how much has been faked. And I feel like I've been in a war. I feel like I've come back and I feel like huge, heavy bricks from understanding and realizing how much we've been lied to about, like how deep it really goes. And no, it doesn't come from any paranoia. It comes from the realization, the easy to see realization, right? I've done shows on virus, the whole vaccination program, our health's in the gutter, all kinds of things. It's easy to see when you look at reason for reason and you actually go after it and you ask really good questions that can't be answered. And then you realize how much and how deep the lies are. MyPillow.com, go to MyPillow.com and make sure to get some products for Mother's Day and Father's Day that's coming up. The sheets, the pillows, the slippers. Oh, the slippers. Size up just a little bit. The slippers are great. And I can't say enough about these products because I live in them every day. So, you know, I love them. And I'm a bedding person. That's saying a lot. MyPillow nailed it. 10-year warranty. Fantastic products up to 90% off. Get the savings. Treat yourself. Treat some other people. Maybe you have some weddings coming up. But get those things to them because I'm telling you, they're going to love them. You're going to hear about how much they love them. MyPillow.com, code word Kate. Also, go and get the copper. I can't believe what a big deal copper is. I can't believe we are so void of copper. Copper is the master mineral, tells all the other minerals what to do. And doctors won't talk about it, of course. Not the good, you know, the good ones will. Those are rare, the rare doctors that actually know about copper. Copper runs the brain. It runs the whole body. It detoxifies the body. All the shots we've been getting, they, not we, maybe some of you, your body would have easily detoxified all those things and thrown the bad stuff out. If your body had enough copper, go get FIQ copper. It's on the bottom. You have to click through that link for the show to get credit, but it's on the bottom of my homepage, katedalyradio.com. It is so instrumental, so huge. For those wanting to have babies, you've got to have enough copper in your system. We're seeing so many different things happen right now, and everything is glyphosate targets and pulls out copper out of your body, out of your food. Out of the food supply, that fertilizer. It's sprayed on all of our foods at least 4 times during the growing process. So we have a lot to think about when it comes to our health and nutrition, taking control and understanding and learning how many well-laid plans there have been to annihilate our food supply and make it very void of nutrition. So I do hope that you at least go down that rabbit hole. Because the rabbit holes that I go down, I just can't even tell you how you feel a level of betrayal because you believed in certain things, right, for so long. And then all of a sudden, everything is upside down because you realize how many lies there are. And this is why they had to come out. They had to come out with the whole fake news. Oh, we're so afraid of you getting a piece of fake news. All that real news you're hearing, we're getting a little scared. So we need to throw more fake news at you and make fake news the only available news because you're getting too many. You're all sharing too many real things. You're all discovering too many things. We need to make sure we have a lid on that and give you all the fake news. That's what they're telling you when they came out with the fake news platform. Did you ever hear fake news 20 years ago? Oh, of course not. They were just selling everybody a box of rocks and everyone was kind of going along. And then finally people went, now wait a minute here. And they had to come out with, we have to protect you from the real stuff. We got to protect you from hearing anything that's true. That's why all that came out. I'll take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, I want to give some evidence to back up something you've said on your show several times. Mm-hmm. First of all, in terms of answering the question, it's you and Ed had it just about perfectly right. One of your callers today had it perfectly right. Only about 3%, 4%. Remember when you asked Ed how much mm-hmm. what we were being told is true? Mm-hmm. And I think it was 97 or 96% isn't mm-hmm. true. Yeah. Remember that call?
Yes.
That
yes.
question you asked him when he's on your show last time?
Yes.
Ed Griffin?
Yes.
Yeah, and the caller today. But here's, you know, if you go back enough with American history, political history, you see these things. You know, you talk about it's theater, meaning both sides are playing a role mm-hmm. in all of a stage for the most evil of purposes, to enslave mankind, to abolish America, to abolish our freedoms. And here's some evidence of that. In a theater troupe, you have actors, and occasionally an actor is sick, and you'll have an mm-hmm. understudy, or mm-hmm. if it's a small troupe like a community theater, they have to switch roles.
Yes.
Oh, the main protagonist is ill, so they switch roles. Many of the people they put on the establishment media to promote one side were actually had worked on the other side. I mean, when I say work, I mean they were top figures mm-hmm. on the other side. And let me give you one example is Newsmax. Three of their big people at Newsmax is Dershowitz. What's his name? Alan Dershowitz, the professor mm-hmm. Of law. And in the 90s, 80s, he was the most leftist radical, promoting the most disgusting, evil lies about jurisprudence here in America. He was as left as you can get. And he was on the television and in the media all the time. Now he's over on Newsmax talking the establishment conservative line all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, he had to switch roles. Another one on that with that organization is David Horowitz.
Yeah.
Horowitz is an outright Marxist communist that was well known working the streets leading mm-hmm. the communist movement in the 50s and 60s here in America. I mean, he had a real big following and working for the conspiracy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
now he's a conservative. they had to switch roles. Another one is mm-hmm. Dick Morris. Dick mm-hmm. Morris was in the Clinton White House.
Yep.
He was the dirty trickster. He carried off a lot of those scandals.
He did.
Behind
yep.
him. Now he's a conservative on Fox Newsmax.
Yeah.
Another one is Tammy Bruce on Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
She comes out of L.A. She was a leftist, Marxist on the television all the time, and now she's on the other side. So, you know, when it's theater, they only have so many actors that play these big roles mm-hmm. that, you know, have a following across the nation. And mm-hmm. sometimes they tell them you have to switch to the other side. And if you don't know the history, you don't go back far
enough. I'll give you one more.
You don't know these kind of things.
I'll give you one more. There's a lot of conservative media hosts, okay, that the timing of them becoming shifting from liberal to Republican is awfully suspicious, because it wasn't like they spent a decade as a conservative and then became a show host. They became a Republican to become a show host. I just want people to recognize if they look at their biographies.
Sometimes you say, well, maybe they did change. One mm-hmm. of the things that tells you they probably didn't change.
I look at timing.
And one of these theater actors are just switching roles
mm-hmm.
is the fact they were lying their heads off when they were in the other side of the stream.
Yeah.
And if you have no character and you're lying,
right,
and
right.
you suddenly you don't become honest. That very, very ever seldom happens. I mean, you can have a appalled than on the roads of Damascus, but that doesn't happen. So that's one way you can tell it's all staged. They go from one side to the other, and we have to learn both sides are taking us into totalitarianism, into hell.
Thank you. Well, appreciate that. You know, it was timing for me. It's plausible if somebody changes and then given a certain amount, I would imagine a certain amount of time to develop those new ideas that you're clinging to. If you're a hardcore leftist liberal and you end up in the category of conservative fighting for the Constitution, then I have to wonder, okay, well, how much time went by? And if hardly any time went by and the person is given a media job right away, then I'm going to probably lean toward, it doesn't mean that couldn't happen naturally, but the odds are, I would say the odds are against that being a real thing. Because I would imagine that you were shifting parties because you were promised a job in media. Right? I would imagine. To me, it's timing. That's a timing issue. If you've never talked like that before, if those ideas are that new to you, then how do you become an aficionado on the ideas that quickly? But I challenge you to go look at some of your favorite radio personalities and look at their past and just kind of do some homework. I've looked into it. It's been, I should say, shocking, surprising. All right. Are you, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, go. Yeah, go right ahead, caller.
Okay.
Whoops, I'm getting some feedback. Can you turn your radio down?
Yeah, I'm trying to do that right in just a second.
Okay, no problem. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, go right ahead.
Okay, I wanted to talk a little bit about perhaps false corporate state dominion.
Mm-hmm.
And you've covered this a little bit, but I have an experience that I'd like to convey.
Can you do it in a minute and a half?
What's that?
Can you do it in a minute and a half?
I'm not sure I can do it in a minute. I'll try.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. When I'm older, so Uncle Milton's just a kid.
Okay.
All right. When the state of Utah changed the law that you had to show your birth certificate to get a driver's license, I took mine up. And when I got there and I handed it to them, the lady says, I'm not sure I can take this. I have to call Capitol. So she did. And then later she called me back up and says, I can take it. But anyway, I don't have a birth certificate. I have a notification of birth registration.
Right.
My mother didn't turn it in.
Okay.
So I guess I'm a free national.
Interesting.
Because I've got the all caps. They don't.
Oh, wow.
Now, I can elaborate that at another time. I don't think I can do it in a minute and a half, but if you'd like me to call back sometime, I'll tell you a little bit more about it.
Well, now you're just going to have to call back after the break because now we got to hear about it. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, call
all
back.
Right, I'll call back after the break.
Thanks. All caps. That's another thing. Social Security. We're never supposed to have a national ID, but that ID has followed you wherever you go. You can't fill out an application without putting your grandiose social security number on there. Oh boy, so many things. There's like a long list. I have a long list of things that were manipulated on us that we perceive still, I think, is real. And how do you have enough show to go into all of them? I don't know. The photo that passed around the world to try to get us into a war with Syria. Remember the boy on the shore that was supposedly drowned? That was faked. He was alive. Everybody knows that now. They didn't know at the time. I got yelled at on the radio for not being emotional enough over the drowned little boy on the shore and why I didn't want to go to war with Syria and take out their leader. Isn't it interesting? We haven't heard anything about that leader that supposedly went mad in Syria and gassed his people because the white helmets were the bad guys. Be right back.
Balance of
talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I'm
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Thanks for joining me today. This has been so fun. And I still want to hit it hard. What events and what things have been manipulated that people still think are real? We're surrounded by them. So there's so many things right now that there's, I know the list is endless. We could do a whole nother show on this week, actually. But I'll take callers and make sure that you go to Patriot Supply, get your food supply. Make sure that you go to FIQ and get your copper and magnesium supplements. Recuperate is that great copper thing that I take every day, supplement. And what else? Balance of Nature, code word Kate, and try it out. You don't like it, send it back, but I know you're going to love it. And the MyPillow, make sure and get those products for Mother's Day and Father's Day that's coming up too. And Easter, there's just some wonderful things there. And they have all kinds of new things too you might want to check out. All right, caller, go for it. Hi, caller. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
You were talking about ERA, the mm-hmm. Equal Rights Amendment
yeah.
in women.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in eighth grade, this is 1979. My okay. mom and I, you know, we went together, but we split up and mm-hmm. went house to house. We had a newspaper against ERA, and it had the names of all the senators for and against it. This is in Nevada.
Uh-huh.
And on the front page, everything in this has come true. This is 1979. This wow. is no more Boy Scouts, no more Girl Scouts, you know, as it progressed, yeah. which it turned
did.
Into.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it said also, like, no men's bathroom, no women's bathroom, because we're the same.
Yeah.
It just goes on, and it is amazing how...
yeah. yeah, it didn't have anything to do with... In fact, it was a lie from the beginning, and it was even sold as yes. a box of rocks because it was about getting rid of the family and then yes. getting rid of us as women. And so it's so funny yes. that they did it on Hail to the Woman, Woman Rights, Hear Me Roar,
yes.
when it was about getting rid of the woman, really, because they're actually fine with men hijacking everything that women have. They're totally
fine. Oh, and I'm livid
with
about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know.
I
Thank
agree.
You. Thanks.
It is
yeah.
unbelievable.
Yeah, I love the
We're
phone
going
call.
Backwards.
We are going backwards. Thanks for the call. I love it. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate that. So true. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Whoops. Turn your radio down, if you would. That's coming through feedback.
Is it my turn?
It is. Go right ahead. You're live.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. In response, my big like thing that never happened is the moon landing. Still,
yeah.
I am more convinced now. I was like 11-year-old sitting in front of the television, like every other
yeah.
you know, person in America, watching it, going, "This is fantastic." But you know what? It's a total farce. And why, if all these great
mm-hmm.
rare earth minerals exist on that planet, why
did we never go back
again? But
yeah, nor do yeah. we want to, because we lost everything.
Yeah, but the other thing I just want to mention in regards to your previous caller, Mark, I agree with his opinion about 90% of the time, and mm-hmm. as with you, he mentioned, I think he brought up David Horowitz,
uh-huh.
somebody who might be not you know, might be one of, I don't know what you want to say, a false convert or something like that. I'll come out in defense of David Horowitz on that. I mean, because if you read about his history, I've read a couple of his books and uh-huh. his interviews. I mean, this guy was raised by communists in his home, and he's he really, I do believe my point is about him, like, that we shouldn't be ready to throw everybody under the bus about things like mm-hmm. that, because he really was. I really do think that people are capable mm-hmm. of
okay.
like having their yeah. minds completely turned around.
Me too. That's why I always leave room for that. I always leave room for, hey, I'm not opposed to a miracle. I'm not opposed to somebody having a real change of heart. I just look at timing sometimes. Seems odd, but yes, I'm with you.
And that's the other thing. Last thing I want to say, one thing I love about your show is I used to listen to Levin.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? He's humorous for a while. After a while, you get tired of him. And when he gets a caller that disagrees with him,
uh-huh.
and the first thing he does is to shout into the microphone and say, "Well, shut up, you idiot," and then hang up.
Oh, gosh.
And I appreciate the format, you know, and the form mm-hmm. you have here.
Thank you.
Just keep it up.
That means a lot.
That's why your audience has grown. So
that means a lot to me. Thank you for that. Really, I really appreciate that. Thanks. Really, really sweet. Look, I'm open to a lot of ideas because I've realized how much we've been lied to. So I don't think anything's off the table. I'm open to hearing about it. I have people I interview that I don't think I'm going to agree with, and sometimes I do and sometimes I don't, or I have people that I have doubts about, I have them on anyway. I'm always open to that. I just feel like I'm always learning too. And if I ever think I know it all, and I, you know, I was told early on when I became a talk show host, just act like you know it all. I can't do that. It's not honest. I don't know it all. I'm learning every day and I'm open to it. And I study my heart out hours and hours and hours a day, but I don't know everything, nor do I ever, if I ever claim I know everything, I probably should go off the air. Because I don't think it'd be healthy. I know that we are in a constant state of figuring out, figuring out, figuring out. And that's only because the deceptions are that big. If you have the great deceiver, and I'm a firm believer in Satan, and I think only Satan could have known our bodies so well as to target our entire food supply and immune system with taking out copper and inventing virus. The Rockefellers invented virus so that they could start selling pharma. And when you go back into our history and you realize how well laid plans have acted out, then you realize at the same time that only the greatest deceiver in the world that knew us inside and out, knew how our bodies worked, could have ever designed that layer upon layer upon layer deception. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. You know, in the news today, there was an act that looked like there was a collision in the air and the Russian plane went into the drone. And all I kept thinking was, no, we flew a drone into a Russian plane so that we could have a headline of some sort of interaction between the two. Because we've been told every single day, it's going to happen, it's going to happen, it's going to happen, it's going to happen. For 70 years, it's going to happen. World War III is about to happen. 1980. World War III is about to happen. 1950. World War III is about to happen. They had to have some interaction. They can't just keep dangling the carrot. They got to look like something happened so there can be some sort of act of war to get us into a crazy, fake, full-fledged war, manipulated war. Not that the actions would ever be fake on that. Some actions would be real, but I still have yet to see all the real footage of Ukraine. Have you? Satellite pictures might be old, but certainly no hint or sign of a lot going on over there. But a lot of money being sent. Have you checked out satellite pictures over there? They pride themselves on updating it every 5 seconds. But then they tell you if you're looking at for certain current events, they might be 2 years old, the pictures. It's kind of convenient. How many wars were manipulated? How many wars were real? That's a much shorter answer. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Kate.
Sure.
Does anyone still believe that Lee Harvey Oswald assassinated Kennedy?
Oh, dear. I hope not. I hope not. There can't be anyone out there that still believes that. Do you think there are?
I think there are.
Oh. Don't say that. Oh, gosh, that one was so obvious. Thank you. So appreciate that. That's so obvious. Oh, we got to get beyond that. Probably the same people that believe COVID's a real thing. The same COVID that's 98 symptoms, that's flu and cold. CGI'd markup of what it looks like, but it looks like 50,000 different things because they couldn't all agree on what it looked like. So they came up with CGI images of COVID, SARS-2. Anyway, oh gosh, you guys, look, I'm at this point, it's hard pressed to find stuff that's real, but I do know God's real. I know that we were put here by him. I know that scripture is real. I know prayer is real. I know faith is real. I know my relationships with my family and friends are real. And I know that God loves me and knows me and knows what I'm dealing with, what I go through, knows me inside and out. That I'm sure of. Other than that, it's all up for grabs. And I hate to say it like that because I know how that sounds. But we better start looking at the Truman Show part of our lives and understanding how easy it is for them to manipulate. This week I said the financial crisis, they figured out with COVID, all they have to do is say the word, a bank is closing, and we'll go nuts. And everyone on the right will be gaslit into a run on the banks, and we'll do it to ourselves. Outcome will still be the same. It's just they don't have to do any heavy lifting. We're going to end up doing it to ourselves. And I really meant that. I don't hear anyone else talking about that. We've had almost 5,000 bank closures since 1999. But no one will say that on the air. I will. I'll say it. No one else will say it. Whatever. It's fine. No context is ever given. History is never given. But here we sit in a situation where we could gaslight our and expedite our own demise with currency. And those tracks are being laid in all the states right now for the digital software, my own included, just past March 1st. Look, we have a lot of things. And maybe some of these things were new to you today that were discussed on the show. I don't know. But every precursor that has gotten us in a war in the last 120 years, I'll go back that far, 120 years. I know there are others, but let's just go back 120 years. Have all been manipulated. World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, Desert Storm, Afghanistan. There isn't anything real or organic about any of those. But that's not an ode to the hippies out there that crucified the poor soldiers coming home that didn't have even a say that they were called up to go there by their own government, by our own government. That was wrong of them to do. They should have never crucified the poor guys that went over and fought. And I feel so bad for those out of Vietnam. Man, they got a raw deal, treated horribly. And none of that is okay. But see, they were able to manipulate that too and sell the hippies on go after the troops instead of the administration that set them there. And that was on us. That's really a sad state of affairs. We should have known early on that we were being marketed lies when Disney had to produce films to get us into World War II. We should have been smarter than that. We should have been smarter to see why the UN was created and why the CIA was created and why they were given ultimate power and never an investigation, ever. They will never be looked into. Why so many people around them die. Why our FBI screws us over every 5 seconds. With fake impersonations of patriots. Our FBI does that all the time. Infiltrates. So we're living in a world of a lot of people that masquerade themselves for whatever benefit they get. A job, money, career, status. A lot of it's after status. But I share with you, and hopefully the gentleman with the Social Security card will call up, because we're out of time today, but we'll call up tomorrow, first hour, or Thursday, because I'd love to hear his explanation on his record of birth, okay? But listen, if we don't do homework and we just follow all of this along and we never even look into it, they don't even have to do anything anymore. We're so dumbed down. We follow along. We get so gaslit. We follow along with whatever they say. They could have said, you have the Sunrider disease. And everyone go, I got it. I got the Sunrider. That's how dumb we are. Wearing pieces of cloth over our face so we breathe in all of our own junk we excel. Look at what we just did. So it's on us. We're either going to be smart and pull ourselves out of this or we're not. We're just going to keep going along with whatever they hand us next. And we're so stupid, we will actually do runs on the banks that'll create our own financial. Can you imagine getting to this point thinking that someday they were going to pull the rug out from under you only to know that we're doing it to ourselves? How easy. Man, they got it easy. They got that media wired. Everyone's talking about it today, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just the beginning. Of the catastrophe. Yep. They know we're primed and ready to go. Be faithful, be fearless. Go to katedalyradio.com for this podcast. Share it far and wide. Let's wake some people up. Thanks, you guys. See you tomorrow.